Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Chaf Zayim. As we continue Chavav Mabez, still a couple of more points about Menachas, and then as I said yesterday, we get into Shas topics for about 15 or so blot, relating to all different mitzvos in the Torah. Okay, but first we are up to Amar Rav Asi, sixth wide line on Chavav Mabez. Amar Rav Asi, Ki Pashad Rabbi Elazar ben Menachas. When Rabbi Elazar was learning Menachas, just like we learn Menachas, Rabbi Elazar learned Menachas. When Rabbi Elazar was learning Menachas, Boi Hachi, he asked the following question. Kometz Shesidru V'sidru Olav Esamaracha. He made it into the Gemara. We're learning the Gemara. We're just one step removed. Baruch Hashem. Says the, Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. A kometz that you were misader and you put on to V'sidru Olav Esamaracha Mahu. Usually we know that you put the kometz on top of the wood. And in that way it burns. What if you put the kometz under the wood? You put the kometz first, and then you put the wood on top of the kometz. Mahu. Derech haktara b'kach, o ein derech haktara b'kach. Is that considered the normal way of burning? And the mitzvah is v'hiktir. So if you have the wood on top, is that good enough also? Or is that not called hiktir? That's not called haktara. So take you. That's an unanswered question. This question is dafka here by hiktir. We're not going to ask that, Beth Hashem, in 2 weeks from now, we're going to burn the chametz, and we're going to say, oh, do you have to put the chametz on top of the wood or on top under the wood? There's no din of haktara when it comes to chametz. So machlokas, how do you burn the chametz? But one of the Rabbi Yehuda is aim b'yir chametz el b'sreifa. Sreifa burning is however it burns. It can be on top of the wood, under the wood, on the side of the wood. There's no din of haktara. That's the Gemara's question here. Do we say Haktara has to be the item on top? So that's unanswered. Boy, Chizkiah. Chizkiah asks a similar question. Evarin, shesidron v'sidron lena samaracha. What if somebody has limbs from a carbon ola, other carbon that you misad there, and you put on the mizbeach, and then you put the maracha on top of it? Mahu al ha'etzim amarachmana dafka al ha'etzim. Do you say you have to put it al ha'etzim, so it has to be on the wood, so this would not be good? O Dilma, kiman dechsiv kra achrina, because there's another pasuk that says, asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach. It says that the esh eats the ola, which is on the mizbeach. So it's not on the wood, it's on the mizbeach, so maybe you have another choice. Iboy ha'chi yavid, iboy ha'chi yavid. Maybe that's how you put the two psukim together. One says you have to put it on the wood, one says on the mizbeach itself, which sounds like maybe under the wood. So maybe you have a choice. So the Gemara also says, Teku, the question is unanswered. Some Achronim say, why didn't the Gemara ask Derech Haktar, Ein Derech Haktar, Beivarm 2? That one's based on a Pasuk, and this one's based on Derech or Ein Derech. Why is it formulated as two different questions? Could have formulated similarly, but either way, Teku.
The normal way of burning, putting it on top.
The normal way of burning is putting it on top, putting the wood, and then putting the item.
So what?
So that's why, Derech Haktar, Ein Derech, we assume it's not... Probably the norm, not the normal way. But I guess the question of Derech Haktara is this so ein Derech Lahaktir? It's not the Vada normal way. But is it so abnormal that it wouldn't be called Derech Lahaktir? That's what you say. You have to, how flexible are you in that definition? Boy, you're Bislag Nafka. Or maybe the focus is Haktara about the mice or is about the result? You might say, if it's about the mice, so there might be rules and regulations, how to burn something. You got to put this on the bottom, this on the top. If it's all about, like, chametz, sreifa, just get rid of it, so then maybe you wouldn't care how it's done. Maybe that's the deeper idea behind ein derech haktara. Ein derech haktara means you don't care how you burn it, just get it burned. So that might be behind the question. But Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka asked the following question. Evarin shesidron bitzidei hamaracha. What about if you put it on the side of the wood? Not under the wood, but right next to the wood is going to get burned by that. Rashi says, Eitzel ha'eitzim. So, Mahu. Aliba d'bandamar al mamish. According to the one who understands elsewhere that al always means on, literally, lo tibaylacha, then don't ask me to al ha'eitzim, because it says al ha'eitzim, it for sure has to be on the wood. Maybe under the wood, but I guess al means either on top or bottom. The question is, what if you say al means next to my? Sachanami al basamach. Do you say here too? Al kamin basamach? O dilmo. Or do we say no? Al ha eitzim dum yet al mizbeach. Or do we say no? Even though usually al might mean samach, but here you have another al that for sure does not mean samach. Al mizbeach means on the mizbeach. So maybe the al here means literally al. Ma hasam al mamish. Sachanami al mamish. So take all these questions, go unanswered. Menachas Chinuch quotes Very unusual. The Menachas Chinuch quotes our certain Rav who asked him a question. Not so common. The Menachas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Beis Ozvav, he quotes our Gemara, and then he says, Vehikshah Osi Arav Agon, Marina of Yaakov Viller, Av Nero Yair Av Bezdin Bittish, Bemedinas Hogar, Baal Machaber Sefer Beis Yaakov. Not sure who that is. But he quotes, we find many places, at least three other places in Shas, where we learn out halachos from Akedas Yitzchak. We had back in Zvachim, how do you know that you need a knife for shechting, because it says by the Akedah Ma'acheles, how do you know how you're supposed to tie the tumid in the morning? It's called Akidas Yad V'Regel. You know that from the Yitzchak was tied that way. How do you know you need a Dover Talush? How do you know you need, quotes all these cases. So why here don't we answer this question of the Al also from the Akedah? Dichsev, Vayasim Oso, Al HaMizbeach, Mima'al La'etzim. So you see, Al means above the wood. Dahari Da'al La'etzim Dafka. Why don't you say you learn it from there? Just like we learn other halachas from there. Veheshafti, says the Menachas Chinuch, without batting an eyelash, I answered him. Delomi boy lodas harabam. Not only do I have an answer for you, according to the Rabbam, who says, we discussed this in a Tuesday night shiur, that a klisharis for shchita is only lechadchila, then for sure you would say, you don't learn so much from Akedah anyway. It's only lechadchila that you need a klisharis, but the Eved you wouldn't. But even if you don't say that, I have an answer for you. Why? Because he quotes other examples, Ahare Balavachi Lachar Kasha, the Bizvachim Nun Chesam and Aleph, the Chsiv, Vizvata Lovis Alosekwa Shalamecha, the Shachar Kasha Barosha Shal Mizbeach Sherim, Lachar Balavachi Lamalon Eleph Miakeda. He quotes a whole pasuk that if you shech the animal on top of the Mizbeach, is that kosher or not? So we see it's kosher based on the pasuk. Why don't you just say you're learning that from the Akeda? Right? Yitzchak was Kimat Shechted on top of the Mizbeach. What do you see from there? It must be Kivan Dakeda Haya Kachol Esa Carbon Vafilo Hachi Avi Boy Lasos Ashkita Mizbeach. Akarchas Achlomar Dashas. Let me find the key line. The Bezeh Yerotz Lishchol Agabe Mizbeach Haisa Hora Asha Alavad. It was really a Hora Asha, and the question is, how do you learn certain halachas from there? That's a good question, but really, as we would have thought, how could you learn Hilcha Shchita from the Akeda? Right, that's very unusual. The fact that you learn anything, the Rambam says most of the time, is only a din l'chadchila. You're not going to, you know, learn dinam li'ikuva from the Akedah. So don't ask me any kashas about why you don't learn from the Akedah, if in general, we do not look at the Akedah as a regular case of shechita. Okay, so that's the Minchas Chinuch. We continue now, says the Mishnah. And this is how we get into all the other mitzvos, because we discuss what parts of the mincha are ma'akev, thank you, each other. And once we say that, we get into what about other mitzvos? What's ma'akev each other? So, ha-komet, bi'yuto ma'akev is rubo. Komet, a miyut is ma'akev rof. And the meaning, even if you're missing a drop of the komet, it's ma'akev the rof. So what does that mean? So the mafarshim explain it in different ways. If when I originally do the kmitza, I don't take a full kometz in my kmitza. There's a piece of salt or a rock we had earlier. That passels the kmitza. If I don't burn a kometz on the mizbeach, that passels. I might be able to burn it in two parts or even more, but you have to burn it. You have to burn the entire kometz, as we learned yesterday. But kometz miyuta makiv es rubo. Isaron miyuta makiv es rubo. The minimum amount of flour that could come for a mincha is an isaron. If you bring less than an isaron, the miyut is makiv. Hayayin, miyuta makiv es rubo. Wine, which wine are we talking about? Rashi says, different wines for the various desachim. You need, this morning we learned, Rosh Chodesh, Shlisha Sahin, Shal Ayil, Raviyah Sahin, Lakeves, all the different numbers of hins when it comes to the nesachim. That's the wine, that's ma'akev. Hashemen, miyuta makiv es rubo. And the oil that goes with the, what's the oil here? So Rashi here says, the shemen either is talking about the minchas nesachim, there's wine with the nesachim also, or it's talking about just a lug of a minchas nedava, whatever, all different types. The oils are also ma'akiv es rubo. Hasoles v'hashemen ma'akvin zedzeh. Also, in a regular carbon mincha, the flour and the oil are ma'akiv each other. Hakomets v'alavona ma'akvin zedzeh. And the komets and the lavona are ma'akiv each other. They're not burned together, but they're ma'akiv each other, that you need each other to to be able to bring a carbon mincha. We discussed back in the first parak, what's the real definition of a carbon mincha? Is it just the flour with the oil and the frankincense tna'im that you have to bring is the flour and the oil, the ikar definition, while the which they have to be mixed together, while the kometz is just a tna'i in hava'a. After all, you don't mix it in, you just put it on the side and you take from it separately. You might not even do a kmitza to the lavona. So we discussed that, but either way, you could have items that are not part of the definition that are ma'akiv each other. So just because it's ma'akiv each other doesn't mean that proves that it's one big mitzvah. My timus. Now we're going to quote a pasuk for each of these. How do you know each of these are ma'akiv? Omar kra melokumso trei zimni. Says melokumso twice. That's how you know the komitz is ma'akiv. Isaron ma'akiv miuta ma'akiv is rubo. My timus. Omar kra mi salta. Shim chisra kolshehu psula misalta from its flour, that if you're missing any amount, it is pasuk, because that's not misalta. Right? The pasuk says, hayayin miyuta makiv esruba, what about wine? Kacha! It says, kacha yeo said, this is exactly what you're supposed to do. Hashemen miyuta makiv esruba, de minchas nesachim, the wine of the oil of minchas nesachim, kacha. Because it says this, uminchas nedava, and what about minchas nedava? Amakra, umishamna, shimchisar, kol shehu psula, umishamna, from its oil, another extra pasuk, that if it's missing any, it is pasuk. Hashem and Asol's ma'akim zezeh, how do you know that's their ma'akim each other? Mi salta, umishamna, mi girsa, umishamna. Again, two psukim, girsa is solas, another word for solas. So it says it twice. And as we have in all of Kachim, Shana Kosov La'akiv. Once you have Psukim twice, it is Ma'akiv. Hakomets Va'alavona Ma'akvin Zedzeh. What about Komets and Lavona? Al Kol Lavona Sa, Ve'es Kol HaLavona Asher Al HaMincha. So those are all the Psukim related to how they are Ma'akiv each other. Look how far we are already. Masnisen Viter. So now we get expand our horizons. So we branch out from Menachis. And first we start off in Kachim, and then we branch out even farther from Kachim. Here we go. Shnei Seir Yom HaKippur Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The two Seir Man Yom Kippur, the Seir LaShem and the Seir LaZazel, they are ma'akiv each other. If I only have one, so then I cannot fulfill the mitzvah, I don't achieve kapara. You can't just have one, you have to have the goral and choose one. They are ma'akiv each other. Shnei Kivse Atzeres. Ma'akvin zezeh. The two sheep that are brought on Shavuos are ma'akiv each other. The special carbon that's brought on Shavuos, the shtei halechem. The shtei halechem, the two breads are brought, which we're about to have in the Mishnah. We'll read it already. Beis chalos ma'akvin zezeh. Just like the shtei halechem, they are each ma'akiv each other, brought from the first chitim, the first wheat. That carbon is matir, one to bring chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. So that is brought with kivsei atzeres, with the sheep that are brought in Shavuos. Those are the only carbon shlamims that are tzibur. Those are the only shalmi tzibur. We say in Ezeo Makoman, kivsei shalmi tzibur v'ashamos. Right, they have the same din as carbonous ashams. So those are ma'akiv each other. The Briska Rav says here, l'chora, when the Mishnah says that the kivsei atzeres are ma'akiv each other, what does that mean? What if you only have one sheep that you can't bring it? What does it mean that they're ma'akiv each other? So the Griz says, pashtus, what it means is that you're not mekayim the mitzvah unless you bring both. That's what I would have said. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Right? If you only have one animal on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, well, you don't bring anything. What? It's just like the kometz. If you don't have a full kometz, it's miut ma'akiv is rubo. So you don't bring anything? Pashas not, says the Briska Rav. Pashas, this ma'akvin says it means something different. It means that you don't get the full mitzvah unless you bring both. But if you only have one, so bring one. If you have the carbon tamid, and you don't have a carbon for the musaf, you don't bring either. No, you bring one. You don't get the full mitzvah sayom, but you get part. So says the Briska Rav. I would have said that pashas, you don't get the full mitzvah. Bring one. Umakrif pachos gamkin emainlo, and whatever you have, you have. But he says if you look in the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. In the Rambam, it's a chiddush. We didn't know this. Look at the Rambam, it sounds like, just like the Shnei Seir Man Yom Kippur are a real pair, so too the Kivsei Atzeres are a real pair. Midivrei HaRambam nira de ma'akvi ahadadi, v'lo rak v'chovas hayom, u'kimo Shnei Seir Diyom HaKippurim. You know how I get that? The Rambam writes in Timidun Musafin, if one of them, one of the Kivsei Atzeres died or ran away or becomes a treifa, you know what you have to do? Yikach zug l'sheni. He uses the term zug. Zug means a pair. So he says, umi dekasav yikach zug l'sheni, v'lo kasav stam she yavi od keves, mishum de ma'akvin, al karchach svira le de isle din zug. Kamo b'sir yom kippurim. In some way, says the Brisker Rav, it sounds like it has the din of zug, it has the din of a pair. And the Divrei Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky even suggests that one, if one was shochet them, and then I think the let me just find the Divrei Yecheskel here, the Chazon Yecheskel, not the Divrei Yecheskel, the Chazon Yecheskel writes that im hikriv keves echad v'zarek as domo v'yachach meisa keves asheni in yochol lahavi keves acher ul hakrivo tzoch lahavi shnei kvasim acherim. If you're shecht one and you did the zrikas adam for one, you didn't do the zrikas adam for the other one, you got it, and the other one died or something happened to it, so you have to bring two more because they have to go together. It's a pair. And where does this come from? So the Brisker Rav continues and suggests maybe it comes from the tnufa. You have to do tnufa on the shlamim, so possibly the tnufa is what is ma'achid them. V'yesh la'ayin kiba d'yesh din tnufa imkein kfar hukfu uzel azeh b'tnufa. The Nira Lomar gives the Tufa, he quotes what, that the Tufa he thinks is Ma'akev, at least on a Lachachilo level, but that's an important point related to the Shalmei Atzeres, the Kivsei Atzeres that are brought with the Shtei Alechem. We would have thought that only the Seira Yom Kippurim have something to do with each other. They're Ma'akev and Zezeh. Suggest the Brisker Rav, if you Medayek in the Rambam, at least on some level, that's also considered a Zug. It's considered a pair, and there would be a connection between them. Okay, continuing. And we have the Beis Chalos that are Ma'akev Zezeh. Next, Shnei Sedarin Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The two columns of loaves of the Lechem Apanim are Ma'akiv each other. In other words, you don't fulfill the mitzvah without it. Shnei Bazichin Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The two Bazichin, the two cups of Lavona that hang on the Shulchan, they are Ma'akiv each other. Hasedarin Ba'Bazichin Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The Lechem Apanim itself and the Bazichin are Ma'akiv each other. Right, the lechem apanim is not mutter to eat until you're makir of the bazichin, but still, one needs both. They're ma'akiv zezeh, you don't get the mitzvah. Now, where we're branching out already, as you can see, like the Brisker Rav said, you don't get the mitzvah unless you do both parts that are mentioned. Beis minim shebet nazir. The two types by a nazir. What are the beis minim shebet nazir? And if you look in the Rashi's here, the girsa is all mixed up because it has some Mishnah, then more Mishnah, then Gemara. Quite exactly how Rashi is printed here, but if you have the two minim and a nazir has to bring two types of loaves. So both of those types of loaves, gimel shebe para, the three items that are brought with para aduma that are dipped into the mechatas. Rashi says the eitz erez, the ezov, and the shditolas. The eitz erez is a big tall branch from a big tall tree. The ezov, the hyssop, the shditolas, and the ribbon. Right, all of those three aspects of a paraduma, and the dalid shebetoda, the four loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz, the four loaves of the carbon toda, the dalid shebelulav, all of a sudden, we're leaving kachim. The dalid shebelulav, it seems like we're leaving kachim. And the four in by lulav, the dalid minim, the arba shebemitzora, and the four items used by a mitzora, ma'akvin zetzeh, they are all ma'akiv each other. All ma'akiv each other. Stop there for a minute. This whole Mishnah is about kachim. What's lulav doing there? What's lulav doing there? So I didn't bring it, but there is a deya in Tosfos, not in the Tosfos that we have, but it's Bali Tosfos quoted by the Ritva in Maseches Sukkah in a few places, where Bali Tosfos discuss where do you find in the Bavli the concept of mitzvah haba b'aveira. What do you have? You don't have it by too many places. In the Yerushalmi, you have it more. You have it by matzah in the Yerushalmi. You have it by others. But in the Bavli, you have it by lulav, beginning of lulav agazel. You have mitzvah haba b'aveira. And maybe a Tosfos discusses it. What about by sukkah gzula? Tosfos in sukkah daftes. But you have it by lulav. And you have it by karbon. Lulav, karbon. You don't have it by too many places. The Ritva quotes a deya, at least in Bali Tosfos, that the kind of mitzvah baba veira are only by mitzvahs that are balaratzos. Only by mitzvahs that are meant inherently to bring me closer to Hashem. That's karban, and that's also lulav. Lulav is balaratzos. We shake it during tefillah, nanuim, there's something significant to it. So maybe, just thinking now, maybe that's why lulav has a kachim element to it. And therefore, That's why it's in this Mishnah. Dalet shebelulav. We're going to get to some Rishonim that ask what it's doing here. Maybe that's one deeper idea. You have to look back at that Tosfos in the Ritva to see if he brings any other Rayas, Balaratzes. But that's the idea. Dalet shebelulav is the only one. It's the only one here that doesn't have to do with Kachim. Sorry, we had Ma'akva Zedze. Shiva Hazo'u Shiva Para. Ma'akva Zuazu. The seven sprinklings of the Para Aduma that you do, that we do on Harazesim, facing the Harabayas. So those seven sprinklings, here you bun a base on Migdash, Harazesim is not going to be a base on Kvaras anymore. Now you have to do the Para Aduma, that was the Para Aduma. The ironic that the Para Aduma Avoda right now is a Jewish cemetery. It's a Beis HaKvaris. The Tahar Avoda that we have so many Chumras. So it's going to happen. Here we Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be able to Benisa Nigal. Benisa Vasili Go. In Yonah Diyoma Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So where that's going to be done, they're Ma'akiv each other. All seven are Ma'akiv. Zayin Hazoyos Sha'al Bein Habadim. The seven Hazoyos on the sprinklings that we do between the Badim in the Kodesh Kadashim, Sha'ala Paroches, or the ones that we do right in front of the curtain of the Kodesh Kadashim, Sha'al Mizbeach HaZahav, or the ones that we do on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the seven, Ma'akvo Zuadzu. We discussed that a few weeks ago, how many are there, 43, 48, all the different permutations of Shitas. Viter. So now, how do you know all of these halachas? First we quote Pesukah for each one. Shesir, Yom Kippur, Ma'akvo Zuadzu, Chukah, it says the word Chok. That's always ma'akev. Shnei kivziat zeres ma'akev zezeh havaya. It says the lashon of havaya. Rashi quotes all these psukim. Shtei chalos havaya. You lashon of it should be. It should be. It has to be. Shnei sedarim chuka. Shnei bazichin chuka. Hasedarim ba bazichin chuka. Shnei minim shebenazir. Dechsev kein ya'aseh. An extra pasuk. So it shall be done. Gimel shebepara chuka. Three of the paradumas says chok there, so it's chukas apara. Arba'a shebetoda de is kishla nazir. The four loaves of the carbon toda, because it's compared to the nazir. Dichsiv al zebach toda shlamav. In the parsha of the carbon toda, it calls it al zebach toda shlamav. So you see, the amar mar, shlamav l'rabo shalmi nazir. It's included in that case. So nazir and toda and shlamim are all put together. V'arba'a shebemitzorah, dichsiv zostia taras ha-mitzorah. Zostia, this has to be it. V'dalet shebelulav, last one, ulakachtem lekicha tama. Ulakachtem, you shall take them a complete taking. Lekicha tama, a complete taking, that's what you have to take, all dalet minim. A number of points right here. Number one, ask the Rishonim, what do you need a pasuk for by lulav? You only need a pasuk by all the other contexts because in Kachim, you need two, Shana Kasav La'akev. Lulav is not Kachim. Even according to my drushy type of art, you know, come on. Shana Kasav La'akev. You don't need an extra pasuk. Anywhere outside of Kachim, if the pasuk says something, you don't know it's Ma'akev. What the Torah only means is a good idea. It's good advice. It's always Ma'akev, even without. For some reason in Kachim, we have a rule of Shana Kasav La'akev. What do you need a pasuk here for? So the Karen Ora asked this, and the Ola Shlomo asked this. Maybe you don't need a pasuk to teach me, says the Karen Ora, that it is ma'akev, that dalan minim, but maybe the halacha, the pasuk is teaching me that you have to take them together. Together, as we're going to have a machlok, as we've shown him about this in a minute. That's what it's teaching me. Maybe that's what I would have, with only one pasuk, I would have not said, but you have this drasha, you have to take them together. Maybe. We'll get back to that shortly. Bezrat Hashem. Tosfos, though, here, important Tosfos, the Tosfos is quoted, Sukkot time, 2 days in Tosfos. Ulakachtem l'kicha tama. Tosfos quotes an opinion, an amazing opinion, Yesh Befarshim, that this halacha only applies on the first day of Sukkot. But just like there's differences regarding other halachas on other days of Sukkot, like Lachem, Sha'ul, you can use a baror lulav after the first day or the first 2 days in Chutz Laretz, or halachas of chaser, even if there's a little nick missing from the esrog, it's not good for the first day, but it's good for the second day. So too, the dalet minim are not ma'akiv each other after day one. So after day one, if all you have is a hadas, bring your hadas to shul and even make a bruch on it possibly. It's not ma'akiv each other. Yesh Befarshim, to be on base, Sagi Bechad Midalad Minim. Umivarech, yeah, Al Natilas Lulav. Kemo esrog de shari chaser v'lo b'inin tamus ela b'yom rishon. Ula divrehem b'yom sheni tiski sheyito la'echad b'shvil kulam. Tosva says, I don't believe it. Valesa, that's a day in Tosus. Yish Mefarshim, but Tosva says, it can't be. Valesa. The Besovlo l'agazog, that it says in Sukkis, in Sukkah, darshinu mi l'kachtem l'kichol k'alecha b'echad. Midach siva l'kachtem l'ashen rabim, v'lo k'siva l'kachta. Says, it can't be. Tosva says, el kihechi di ikr l'kicha kaima akula yome, hi odin l'kicha tama. Debar l'kichas dalaminim. What's the difference between first day and other days? You need to take the minim, and how you take them, and what you take is equal all days. Within the minim, definitions within the minim, that's what changes. So within this min, borrowed versus mine, chaser versus shalim, that could change. But the dinim of the lakicha, says Tosas, that doesn't change. That's the definition. Ulakachtem. You need an ulakachtem. If you don't have that, so then it's possible. So of course, as Tosas, you got to take all four minim, even the other days of Sukkot. Number one. Number two is an important Tosas in Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos on the Flamed Aleph of Mebeis is within the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar holds that not only are certain mitzvos Docha Shabbos, but even machshire mitzvos are Docha Shabbos. And Rebbe Lazar learns that, but you're allowed to cut your lulav off of the tree on Shabbos. If Sukkot falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut your shofar off of the ram. You're allowed to cut the wood off of the tree to make a knife for Mila. And the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis has psukim learning out each one from the other. The Omer and the Shteya Lechem can be done on Shabbos, but Tosfos, the Gemara there says, why do you need a pasuk by each one? So the Gemara has a line, you cannot compare other things to lulav because Ta'un dalin minim. Requires four minim. So that's different than all the other things that might be special. So maybe only by lulav, you might say machshire mila, machshire lulav or docha Shabbos. But not by the other mitzvahs, not by shofar, and not by matzah, and not by omer and shtei alechem, all the other ones where Rebbe Lazar holds it. Says Tosfos, afagab to omer v'shtei alechem nami mevienimoim kvasim v'yayin l'nisuch v'shem l'menachis. 1 minute. Omer and Shtei Halechem, Rebbe Lazar also holds that there, Machshire Mila, or Machshirem, are Docha Shabbos. You're allowed to cut the Omer on Shabbos. You're allowed to do Malachis of Machshiri Avoda for these items. Those also have many different elements. By the Omer and the Shtei Halechem, you have the wine, you have the Shemen. So how could the Gemara say, Lulav is unique. It has four Minim. These also have four Minim. Says Tosfos, no, there's a difference. Because by Lulav, they're Ma'akiv each other. It's not just that there are four minim, but they're all ma'akev each other. And that makes it different. It's one mitzvah with four elements. That's different than shtei halechem and omer, which have a number of elements, but they're not connected to each other. That's our gemara, that they are ma'akev each other. Ma'akev zeh zeh. What does it mean that they're ma'akev zeh zeh in terms of minyan mitzvahs? So we'll mention this now, and then we'll mention this again, Bezrat Hashem, when we get up to later on. Pashtus is, if they're ma'akev zeh zeh, that shows they're not independent ideas, they're all connected, and therefore they would be counted as one mitzvah. And that's what Rishonim do. Rishonim count. There aren't four of the 613. Lulav, and Esrog, and Hadas. It's one mitzvah. One mitzvah. Ma'ak v'zezeh. Says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is the rule. And that's, you know what fits in? Tefillin. Tefillin fit into this. Why? Because we know tefillin are ein ma'ak v'zezeh. Tefillin, if you only have a tefillin shel rosh or a tefillin shel yad, or you can only put on one, let's say somebody has a cast on his arm which covers even the shoulder, it goes all the way up, he has no place to put the box of tefillin on his arm. So you don't just put it on the other arm. Right, that's not, you have to put it on the correct arm. So if not, you can't, what can you do? If you have, if there's a spot on your arm to put it, the straps are not ma'akev. That could be on the cast. But as long as you have one spot to put the box. But if not, what can you do? So you only put on the shel rosh as long as you have the cast. Are you allowed to do that? Yes, you ought to do that. And according to Ashkenazic custom, you make two brachas on the shel rosh. You make lahaniach and al mitzvahs on the shel rosh, says the Rambam. But either way, you know what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs? Shel rosh shel yad, two separate mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs, two of the 613. Why? Ein ma'akev zeh zeh. They're not ma'akev each other. So the rule seems to be, the Rambam says, ein ma'akev zeh zeh, two separate mitzvahs, tefillin, ma'akev zeh zeh, one mitzvah, and that is lulav. The kasha that the Rambam asks on himself is tzitzis. Tcheles v'lavan, we're going to learn in the Mishnah later on, are ein ma'akev zeh zeh. Right, and for thousands of years, right, even if one wears tcheles now, but for thousands of years he didn't have tcheles. We still made a bracha on tzitzis. We still did the mitzvah. They're not ma'akiv each other. They're not ma'akiv each other, but it's one mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah of 613. Tchelos and Lavan. What do you mean? If isn't, don't you say that the rule is ein ma'akvin two mitzvahs, ma'akvin one mitzvah? So it seems to be something different here. So I'll just mention one answer, and then hopefully we'll talk more about this in the future. The Rav Soloveitchik points out that other achronim as well, that you have to say there are two types of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. He gives a mashal, chalitza. Chalitza has many different parts to it. The Mishnah says in Yevamos, I think it's Daf Kuf. Chalitza, you have the removal of the shul. Of the shoe. You have the spitting. You have the kriyas apsukim. Beis chalutz anol. Are all those, the Mishnah says, they're not ma'akev each other. Kriya is not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. What does that mean? That kriya is going to be a separate mitzvah? Separate from chalitza? No. What does kriya mean there? It means it's not an ikr part of the mitzvah. It's not ikr, it's tafel. That's what it means, ein ma'akvin. You don't need this part, it's tafel. So said the Rav, there are two types of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. There's an ein ma'akvin zedzeh that shows that there are two separately independent mitzvahs, like tefillin. And then there's ein ma'akvin zedzeh, which means that there's an ikr part of the mitzvah and a tafel part of the mitzvah. So removing the shoe is ma'akev. According to some tanaim, the spitting is ma'akev. Because those are ikr parts of the mitzvah. Ein ma'akvin zedzeh could also mean it's a tafel part of the mitzvah. We will learn, not going to mention it now, but we will learn that according to the Rambam, tcheles is a tafel part of the mitzvah. It has to do with how many strings have to be tcheles. But according to the Rambam, it's clear that tcheles is a tafel part of the mitzvah to the lavan, and therefore, that's why he counts, that's what it means, ein ma'akvin zedzeh. It can be one, but this is a chalitza type of ein ma'akvin. It's not a tefillin type of ein ma'akvin. But that has to do with what we just said in terms of l'kichatam. By the way, the Rambam says in Hilchos Lulav, we paskin like this halacha, that ein ma'akvin zedzeh, we don't paskin like that day in Tosfos, we paskin like what Tosfos said after in Perek Zayin halacha hey of Hilchas Lulav. Imagine, who would be learning about Lulav on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or not for Daf Yomi? Baruch Hashem. Arba minim elu mitzvahs achasein, u'ma'akvin zedzeh, v'kula nikron mitzvahs Lulav. They're all called Lulav. Ve'ein pochsin mehen, ve'ein mosifin alehen. You can't add on more minim, you can't take away any more minim. V'imlo nimsa echen mehen, ein mevi'in taktav min achar adom elo. You only have lemons, so you don't, can't bring it. So you don't do it, it's an ones. Ones, there's nothing to do. Nothing to do if you don't have all the minim. Okay, talk more about sukkahs right now. Viter. So what we said, that four minim require l'kicha tama, and that's what they're ma'akvin zezeh. Amar of chanan bar rava, lo shanu ela she'ein lo. This is only if you don't have. Avol yesh lo ein ma'akvin. But if you have, it's not ma'akev. What does this line mean? Major machlokas rishonim. Says the Bahag in Tosfos. What does this mean? This is only if you don't have, but if you have, it's okay. Look at Tosfos. Pirish Malachas Gadolos. Behilchas Lulav. Yesh lo ein ma'akvin. Delo tema ademigbalahu bahadi hadadi lo nafik. You don't have to pick them up together. Ela imag machar char lechude shaper dami. Tekayim alon lulav ein sarach aguda. Says the Bahag, you know what this line means? Lo shanu. What does this mean that they're ma'akev each other if you don't have them at all? But if you have them at all, they're not ma'akev and you could pick them up one after another. You don't have to pick them up together. That's the sheet of the Bahag. When do you make the bracha? Before you pick up the first one. Before you pick up the first one. You can pick them up one after another, says the Bahag. Okay, it's the Bahag Shita. Anybody else hold like this? The Rambam, the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch. They all say, well, the Shulchan Aruch is not clear. At least the Rambam and the Rif say beferish, this is how they read this Gemara, that you don't have to pick them up together. Says the Rambam, mevarech tchila on atilas lulav. I'm sorry, the beginning of the halacha. Mitzvah when a mufchar. It's mitzvah when a mufchar to bind it together and pick them up together. But ukshu notzlam latzeis bahen mevarech tchila on atilas lulav ho v'kulan smuchim lo v'yachar kach notel ha'aguda hazos v'chulo v'im lo avdon v'notzlan achad achad yatsa. You got all four? That's fine. That's fine. We're going to have it in a minute. In the Gemara, you should bind them all together. It's a hidr mitzvah. But if you pick them up one after another, that is okay. That is the sheet of the Bahag and the Rambam and the Rif. Rashi and Tosfos right here argue. Rabbeinu Tam, continuing in the Tosfos, and Rashi right here. You know what ein ma'akvin means? You don't have to bind them together, b'di'eved. But you have to pick them up together. Lakicha tama, you got to pick them up together. Okay, lulav ein sarach eged b'di'eved, but you have to do the lakicha together. Machlokas rishonim, whether you're allowed to pick up the dal and minim one after another or not. Machlokas. Who do we paskin like? So if it's very unclear, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Read it to you. The Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Reish Nun Aleph Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Arba minim alalu ma'akvin zezeh shem chaselo echad mehem lo yivarech al hashar avol notum lezecher ba'alma." He says, maybe if you only have three minim, you know, take him as a zecher. And then he says, "V'im hayu arba'atam mitsuyim etzlo unitalam echad echad yatsa." See, passages like the Rambam and the Rif, like I said. If you have four and you take them one by one, you're Yotze. Rama ubilvad sheyu kulam lefanav. As long as they're all in front of you. Machlokas achronim, is the Rama arguing on the Shulchan Aruch or explaining the Shulchan Aruch? Do you have to have them? What if you know they're in the other room? What if you know you're going to get one later? You let it take one now? Is the Rama arguing or not? The Gra thinks the Rama is arguing. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't even have to have them in front of you. You just got to know you're going to have them later. The Rama says, no. Ubavacha yu kulam lefanav. They have to be in front of you. V'yito luf tchilo v'yivarach la'lulu v'dayto gam al-acherim. V'im sach b'neihem tzorach levarach al-kol echad b'fnei atzmo. It's so foreign to us. We all take the Dal and Minim together. But Me'ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, you're allowed to take them one by one. The Rama even seems to say that, but the Eved, that's okay. Doesn't seem to be arguing Harif against. If you talk to him between, you got to make a bracha on each one separately. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Sharat Zion here in Osamach Zayin, he talks about the Machlokas Achronim, the Magen Avram, and the Grub, whether there's a Machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama or not. Okay. There's more, but we will stop there for now. Weiter. Amr.
You just asked previously, what would you need the pasuk for by lulav? So,
right, so that Karen Ora. Right, so that Karen Ora, that view of what you need the pasuk for, the Karen Ora says to teach me, you have to put it together. Right. He's following Rashi and Tosfos.
And what would the Rambam?
They have to give a different answer. Why, according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Bahag, what do you need the pasuk for? Maybe it has a connection to Kutchim, like I said. I mean, there is, besides the drushivart that I said, there is a special din of lulav in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Right, you shake a lulav 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's the connection, thinking about it now. The mitzvah of lulav has a Medina element and a Mikdash element. So maybe that's what it's doing here, that it has a Mikdash element. That's why at least you would have thought that it might not be ma'akev, kamashpon, that you need another pasuk. Shana kasav la'akev. Okay. Meisveh, and the last skinny line, Dala min sheba lulav. The four meaning of the lulav, beis mehen osaperos, two of them give off fruit, esrog and lulav, lulav is tamar, ubeis mehen osaperos, and the hadas and erava don't bear fruit. Haosin peros use a kukan l'shein osin, v'shein osin peros use a kukan osin peros. Sounds like they're all ma'akiv each other. Ve'ein adam yotzei dechavas v'abahena sheyikulam baguda, achas, and you're not yotzei until you put them all together in an aguda. You're not yotzei. V'chein, and the Gemara just adds on, Musser. V'chein Yisrael b'art sach yikulam b'gudachas. Also, you're not going to get merutzah to Hashem unless all Jews are together as one unit. D'chshen emar. Haboneh b'shamayim me'al yosav v'agudaso al eres yisada. Pasuk in Amos. So the Jews have to be together just like the Dal and Minim have to be together and the Torah says the chelban in it. You got to put them all together. Achtus. So you see from there that they have to be. So what is Rav Chanan bar Rava talking about? That, oh, if you have them, they're not ma'akev. What do you mean? It says they have to be together. Tanoihi. No, it's really machlokas tanoim. Titanya lulav bein agud bein sheino agud kasher. The Tanakhama says, famous Gemara, a lulav does not have to be tied together. Rabbi Yehuda omer agud kasher sheino agud pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, it does. My time with Rabbi Yehuda gamar kicha kicha meagudas ezov. Rabbi Yehuda says because you learned it out from mitzora malahalan ba'aguda. This week's parsha. Afkan ba'aguda. So too, the lulav has to be ba'aguda. V'rabban. And logar mekicha kicha. They don't hold of that gzeira shava. They didn't have that mesar from the rebbeim. So it's a machlokas whether you need the lulav to be ne'egad, to be altogether. Kemano azahadatanya. What about the following? Who says the following? Lulav mitzvah lagdo v'mlagdo kasher. That is a din lachad chila to be magid it. Kemano, who's that like? Ikreb Yehuda lagdo amai kasher. According to Yehuda, if you were ma'agid it, it's not kosher, it's pasul. I rabbanon, my mitzvah, according to the rabbanon, you don't need agid. So who holds this shita of l'chadchilo, you need to be ma'agid it, and not b'di'eved? Li'olam rabbanon, u'may mitzvah mishum zekeli v'anvehu. Really, it's the rabbanon shita, maker adin, you do not have to be ma'agid it, and maybe that even means you don't even have to pick them up together, according to Zamri Shonim, but l'chadchilo, according to everybody, mitzvah la'ogdo. Mitzvah la'ogdo is a mitzvah to put them all together because of hidur mitzvah. Because of hidur mitzvah. 2 points. Number one, the Gemara said that all the minim have to be put together. Right? All of them. The language of the Gemara is that osen peiros is good. Ain't osen peiros actually kulam baguda achas. The Rosh Hashir says lav dafka kulam because we know esrog is not in the aguda. That's the Rosh Hashir Sa'ara right here. Lav dafka kolaminim. The esrog is not in the aguda. The Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean? It's fine. You could take the Gemara literally. It just means when you shake it, you have to have the esrog next to the lulav. That's what the Gross says. When you shake it, that's the aguda achas. You don't have to all be in the aguda, but when you shake it, this is one of the more well-known, if not we're going to make it well-known right now. The dreams. The dream that's quoted. The Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kai, we know he had a whole sefer written based on the questions that he asked the Magid. Oh, we need more time. The questions he asked the Magid when he went to sleep, the Magid Meisharim. But he quotes in Siman Taf Reish Nun Aleph that nowhere does it say how you're supposed to shake. Are you supposed to put the esrog next to the lulav when you shake it or not? So it doesn't say anywhere in Shas. But I saw in Rav Menachem Markinet, he wrote in his sefer that you got to put them together. And where did he know this from? Because one night of Sukkot, the first night, he had a dream that in his dream, somebody was writing Shem Hashem, and he wrote the name Yud and Hey and Vav, and he put the other Hey all the way on the other side of the paper. And he says, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, no. He says, what are you doing? And he starts screaming, and you're being Machik Hey from the other Osios. He says, this is what we do in our Makkah. And I screamed at him. I'm like, what are you doing? You're writing Shem Hashem wrong. And I woke up in a sweat. And then I went to shul, and there was a guest in shul. And the guest in shul was holding three minim in one hand, and the esrog in the other hand, and shaking it separate from each other. And I said, now I know what the rem is, what my dream meant to me. And I went over to them, and I said, what are you doing? You have to put them all together, because every one of the minim stands for Shem Hashem, and he quotes psukim. That's the dream. That's the Kabbalistic makar, while we put it all together. But the Gra says, that's this case too. Fine. By the way, the Mishnah, you need, it has to be Tzorach Eged. So it says, Keshashal Kayama, we need, the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Agura Ba'aholcha. Not one of the more famous Sfarim. He quotes from the Sefer Agura Ba'aholcha that the things that we all have to put our lulavs in, the holders, the Mishnah Berurah says that's fine. He quotes the Sefer Agura Ba'aholcha, right, there are some that are mach, where you put it inside, don't use it, just wrap it. The Mishnah Berurah says it's fine. It's fine to use that. To be considered eged. Let's read the lashon because not everybody's aware of this Mishnah Berurah. That, but the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vayim b'tshuva agura ba'aholcha demashenogen olam shalasos kesher al osim min alei lulav k'min beis yad v'tocha bin alulav bo gamze bechal kesher ayin sham tough reish nun aleph sif katan ches." Mishnah Berurah says, "No problem." Weiter. Okay, we can talk about Hidur Mitzvah, but not now. Sheva Hazos, Repar Makvazu, Azu. So back to the others. So the seven Hazos of the Paraduma, Chuka, are Ma'akiv each other. Sheva Hazos, Shabbat, Adam, Shalmaz, Be'ach, Hazos, Shalap, Parochas, Makvazu, Azu. Hadno, all those are Ma'akiv. Diyom Akipurim, Dechsev Chuka. Yom Kippur one says Chok. Tepar Koi Mashiach, Utepar Helen, Dereshot, Sibor, Udisir, Boz, Kochavim. All of those. Kiditanya. As follows, this is the source. Va'aseh lapar kasher asah lapar. Do for the par like you did for the others. Right, it's written by the par helam davar. Matam olomar. Lechpo ba'azos. To repeat by hazos. Shem chizur aras. Mina matanos lo asah klum. It teaches me that they're all ma'akev. Period. Tana rabbanon. Sheva hazos. Sheva para. Once we're talking about para duma, let's talk about something else. The seven hazos of the para duma. She'asa'an. Bein shalol lishman. If you did them shalol lishma. Or, Bein Shalom Mechuvenes, you did not face the Ol Moed when you did the Hazos on the Har HaZeisim. Psulos, that Pasels. Why? Because the Paradum is called Chatas. That's why Shalom Shema Pasels. And not in the right direction, and you're doing it wrong. Vishab Bifnim, Vishab Mitzora. And what about the Zrikos inside, or the Zrikos on the Mitzora? Shalom Shema Psulos, that's also Pasel because they're called Chatas. Shalom Mechuvenes Ksheris. If the Koi is not standing in the exact correct direction, that's okay. That's Pekashim of the Eved. V'hatanya, the Brisa says, it's got to be partial. L'shmam psula, l'shalom uchumanus ksheros. Aye, we have a Brisa that says, if you don't do it in the right direction, it's kashim paraduma. So, amar evchizda lo kasha, harbiuda rabbanon. It's really machlokas tanaim, whether if you sprinkle the zrikas of the paraduma on harazesim in the wrong direction, is it kosher or pasim of the Eved? It is a machlokas tanaim. D'tanya, where is this machlokas going to be? 20 lines we have a brisa now, and there's going to be a machlokas about how you understand the word El in a different context. So we're going to say, that's the machlokas here too. But we're going to quote 20 lines of a Different context, though, totally first. Titania. Mechusre kapar shnech lusu la'azara. Somebody's mechusre kapara. He was tamei for 7 days, and then he went to the mikvah, and he's waiting to bring his karban. Mechusre kapara. Zav, zava, yoledes mitzora. One of those four people. And they went into the azara, bishogeg, and they're not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash. If they went into the azara, bishogeg, chayef chatas. Bishogeg, the chayef chatas. Bemezed, onish kares. Bemezed, chayef kares. You could just look it up in the Rambam and BS Mikdash Gimel Tess. It's a big kasha on this Gemara. It sounds like from there that a mechusre kapara is only also drabanan to go into the base of Mikdash. It says chayef karis here. What does he do with that Gemara? Big problem. Anyway, but the mechusre kapara goes into the azara, b'shogeg b'mezid. The answer achlamer tful yom, b'sharkol tmeim. And surely tful yom are other tummy people, because they're more tummy than a mechusre kapara. Mechusre kapara is ready on day 8. You already went to the mikvah yesterday. Now you're just waiting to bring your karban. If he's chayef karis, surely everybody else. V'tahorim sheniklusul lefnimi mechitzasan. And a tahar person that goes beyond what he's allowed to do. Where? What's beyond? Rashi says, past the 11 Amos, on the east side of the Mizbeach. This was in the Azara. This is the Rashi we quoted 2 weeks ago. Rashi seems to say here that the din that Zara is only allowed to go up to 11 Amos, the east side of the Azara is a din d'Oraisa. We'll remind everybody tomorrow about the other sources, what the problem is with Rashi. Let's just try to finish this. So a Torah that goes into the base of Migdash, past where he's supposed to go, Lehechal Kulo Barabam, he gets Malkus. Mi Bayis Leparochas Lepadeh Kabaris Bemisa. If he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, the second he goes in, he's Chayib Misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Eichol Kulo Mibes LaParochas Barbon. No, Rabbi Yehuda says even if you go into the Kodesh Kadashim, is only Malkus. V'al Pnei Kaparis B'Misa. Only if you start then walking towards the Aron, then you're Chayiv Misa. But my Kemiflegi, what's the Machlokas about? First we have Psukim, and then we have reasons. But my Kemiflegi, Bahaikar, this pasuk. V'yomer Hashem Moshe Daber Al Aron Achicha. V'al Yavah B'Chalis La Kodesh. Don't go into the Holy. Mibes LaParochas. Al Pnei Kaparis Asher Al Aron V'lo Yamus. So early in the pasuk it says don't, which is the lashon of Malkus. The end of the pasuk it says lo yamus, you shouldn't die. Where's the comma in the pasuk? That's the machlokas. Rabbanan savri el hakodesh below yavo mi beis laparochas el pnei kapores below yamus. Rabbanan say only the first phrase is lo yavo, the azara, the heichal. But once you go into kodesh kadashim, it's done. Chai misa. Rabbi Yehuda savri el hakodesh mi beis laparochas below yavo the el pnei kapores below yamus. You put the comma later in the pasuk. So why do you darshan this way? My time is Rabbanan. Isak adad the kid to come Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan say if it's like what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda who says that you're only chayiv misa if you go towards the Aron, lechto brachmana el hakodesh al pnei kapores lo boim mibeis laparochas. You could leave out one phrase. V'anamina, I would have known. Heichal mechayim mibeis laparochas miboy. If you're chayim misa, if you just walk into the kodesh kadashim, surely you can be chayim misa if you walk towards the Aron. Mibeis laparochas tekazer brachmana lo amelis. Why did it say that? Shraminah b'misa. It must be to teach me that even right when you walk in, right. I'm sorry. If you're chayiv malkus, right when you walk into the kodesh kadashim, so just say that halacha. I'm sorry, I said again wrong. If right when you walk into the heichal, you are chayiv malkus according to your Rabbi Yehuda, and when you go into the kodesh kadashim, you are chayiv malkus. So just write the halacha in one place that if you walk into the kodesh kadashim, you would get Malkus, and surely if you go into the Kodesh Kadashim, you would get Malkus. Why do you have the extra phrase of going into the Kodesh Kadashim? You would know that for sure. It must be that you get Misa, right, when you get to the Kodesh Kadashim. V'Reb Yehuda, ikaz v'rachmana el ha-kodesh lo'kaz mi-beis la-parochas. And according to Reb Yehuda, no, if you would have left one out, hava amina my kodesh mi-beis la-parochas. Aval heichal lav nami lo. No, I would have said the heichal gets nothing. I would have said the heichal is no iser. That's why you need the extra phrase. The Rabbanan said, no, you can't say that. The Heichal Kulo Ikrei Kodesh. The whole Heichal is called Kodesh. You wouldn't have excluded the Heichal totally. That's one drasha. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Maitaima, what's the svar for why Rabbi Yehuda darshins? If it's like what you, Rabbanan, say, that you're chayav misa right when you go into the Kodesh Kadashim, lichna rechmana el ha-kodesh, umibes la-barochas, lo-boya p'nei ha-kaparis. That's what I meant to say before. You shouldn't need the extra pasuk of going towards the Aron. If right when you go into the Kodesh Kadashim, you're Chayim Misa, surely if you walk towards the Aron, El Pnei HaKaparis Tekazer Rachman Olam Ali, why do you need that extra phrase? Shema Amina, El Pnei HaKaparis B'Misa, Mibes LaBarochas Basara. It must be that you're only Chayim Misa if you walk towards the Aron. V'Rabbanan, Hachanami Delot Tzarech. You know what? Let's stop here. We're in the middle of darshing. Some of you have to go daven. So we'll stop here. What we're going to get to in one more line is that it's all about a machlokas, how to darshan the word El. And therefore, we're going to use that to say that's the machlokas by Paradum as well. And once we do that, then we will get into a couple of other important issues. Tomorrow we get into the menorah and into mezuzah and tzitzis and other issues. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tonight, Shir 9:30, Hafrashas Truma, the mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma, 9:30 tonight on OU.org.